Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Gucci gang.
Hi.
Hey. So guys, a little bit of a crazy little thing that's going on right now. Normally we record every episode like on our phones and we like do little reels and stuff that we post online on our kind of silly page on Insta and Tiki. But yeah, I'm just feeling fugly today.
So feeling a little bit under the weather.
Your bitch, Moldogs, has had literally 2 hours sleep. So I was like, no. I said to Jess, enough. I was like, we're just not fucking filming this. So
sorry.
How you going, Jess?
I'm so good. Oh, so like, must what's up? Nice.
I'm good. I had 2 hours sleep, which not is good. Not great. Not great.
Good at all.
So hard to function on. Wait, sleep good?
Wait, get this. If you drink lots of water, eat 3 meals a day and go sleep at normal time, you feel good?
It's like, you know when you're like, oh, I'm just like in a shit mood. And it's like, did you exercise? Did you sleep?
Did you feel your need bars?
It's like, what the heck? No, but I'm so, I'm allowed to complain. But yeah, I'll be fine. I'm just gonna whinge the whole time. Yeah, seriously, it's fine. But yeah, I've been good. Jess and I have actually been working on a song. Should I tell them the name of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to say too much, but it's about a wee fit.
Oh, you all know. You're all rolling your eyes right now because you're like, oh God, I remember those days.
But it's good.
It's a good one.
I think it's going to be, it's kind of, I'd say the vibe.
Silly?
I'd say the vibes of the song are very, it's probably a bit Lonely Island-esque.
Yeah, I would agree.
And Jess has got some mad, if you hear some Mariah Carey whistle tones, that's Jess. Today, we are doing, what's that? How does it go? No, that's the fucking, is that the Powerball theme?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, well, anyway, we're doing trivia today, fuckwits.
Yeah, except. Sorry,
I'm swearing again.
We're doing trivia today.
Freakwits.
In brackets, freakwits. and we've decided to write our own trivia questions for each other.
I feel like there's a good balance of like some of these are normal-ish questions, but some of them, I'd say my ones lean more on the silly pop culture side.
I don't think either of us are going to get any of these questions right.
I'm very well. We came up with 5 questions each.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do one question at a time. And guys, we'll do a point system as we go. So make sure you tally your points. Imagine listening to this on a bus. If you're listening to this on a bus, can I get a woot woot?
If it's not the 144, I don't give a shit.
We are so niche with these references. And imagine if you were in like San Diego. And you're like, what the fuck is the 144?
Well, they're just staying classy, right?
What's that from? Oh, Anchorman. Slay. All right, idiots.
That was the first question.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, so I'll start. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask a question and then Jess is going to ask her question and we'll take it in turns. All right, so question number one. I'm going to give you four possible answers.
Oh, it's multiple choice.
Yeah. Some of them aren't, but this one is.
I don't have any multiple choice questions.
Slay. Which famous singer did Jerry Seinfeld refuse a hug from at a red carpet event in 2017 because he didn't know who she was?
Okay.
A, Dua Lipa. B, Kesha. C, Shakira. Or D, Gwen Stefani.
Oh my God. See, I'm really bad with pop culture references because I live in multiple different niches and I don't stray from them very often. And I also barely go on TikTok. So I think I recall there being a video of Kesha.
Locked in?
Yeah.
That's correct!
Oh my God!
Okay, so it's so funny. Kesha goes up to him and she's like, can I get a hug? And he's like,
that's
no, thanks.
Right. No, and
no,
she's
thanks.
Wearing a red dress or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I don't remember that, but it's so funny. I'm like, he's so rude. He's so rude to her.
And I mean,
it's
like, did you see his show? It was a bit fucked. I'm not.
What? Kramer! Yeah. But you got that. No, yeah, that's amazing. All right. Your turn.
Oh, wait. My brain was like confusing Jerry Seinfeld with Jerry Springer.
Kramer!
Me when I put creamer in my coffee.
Kramer! But you're Jerry Seinfeld. All right, bitch, your turn.
Okay, my first question. This is for everyone.
This is question number two.
Yeah, sorry. This is question number two. Who was talking about sucking dick and cock?
Jesus.
Who was talking about sucking dick and cock?
Do I not get multiple choice?
Nope.
Well, I remember it was from that influencer debacle thing where it was like, oh my God, what's the name? It was James Charles. Oh, what was that chick's name? Oh my God.
Oh, you're on the right track.
Give me a countdown. No. Oh my God. Okay, it was that YouTube chick. She's like brown hair and she. It was Jeffree Star, James Charles, and. Tati?
Yeah!
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes.
All right, if you got that, that's one more point.
Yes.
So
yes,
if you got Kesha and Tati, you're on 2 points.
Yes.
Oh, I remember, yeah, that was ridiculous. God.
Sucking dick and cock.
Sucking dick and cock. What was
and
the...
sit it at my birthday dinner.
Is that name Tati? Yeah, it was Tati. Fuck, yeah. That's... What a throwy. All right, ready? This one's so stupid. This isn't a multiple choice. You just got to know it. What is Kermit the Frog's middle name? It's so
is that actually like genuinely
I think it is genuinely
Kermit
it's wait let me google
frog.
It
Kermit.t.frog
middle name I think it's like actually his middle name I think
KT frog
according okay here we go according to the inside cover for the Kermit and Piggy story Kermit's middle name is the so yeah it's the. So if you got the.
That's awesome.
We didn't really give anyone any time to think with that.
Imagine
one.
If my middle name was the.
Period.
Jessica the cock. Nice.
The cock. All right. So if you got. Is that question number three?
Yeah.
All right. So potentially on 3 points.
Okay. So here's the thing. Question four and like a few of my questions are. Three of the questions out of the five questions I wrote are actually personal questions. For you, about me, or about stuff that we've done.
That's
going to
be great
life.
For the listeners.
Yeah, so because I was not aware that this was like for them to answer as well. But you know what? You know what? You should know.
Yeah, guys, you know come on.
You should know.
All right.
So, Molly.
See if you can guess, listeners. We'll do it together.
What was the name? So this is question four. What was the name of my first pet?
I don't fucking know. Bobby. Can we have a multiple choice?
Okay.
Because
A, Bobby. B.
Are you joking?
B. Spot. C. Dolores. And D. Teddy.
If it's fucking Dolores, I'm glad it died. Because fuck me. All right. All right, listeners, what are we thinking? Spot has like slay energy. I think Spot. Lock in Spot.
Oh, it was Teddy.
Fuck.
I think it was I was like really, really young. Like I was like four. when he died. So I was, I think it was like a King Charles mix cross Cocker Spaniel or something. And his name was Teddy.
Aww. And it was, well, Storbs. Listeners, if you got that right, well done.
Yeah.
I got that wrong. Is that my first one I got wrong?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Losing fucking hell. All right. Here we go. All right. Question number 5. Who is the most followed person on TikTok? A, Mr. Beast.
Mm.
B, oh, I'm so bad. I don't know how to is it Carby Lame? Hang on. Let me just fucking.
I don't even know who that is.
I know her, but I don't know how to. Carby Lame. Oh, I'm definitely saying that wrong. Carby Lame. I'm so sorry if I butchered that.
It sounds like an almond mum, like, like dissing carbs. Like they see
Carby Lame.
Like, Carby Lame.
Carby Lame. Oh, it's that Lame, just Carby? Isn't it? Lame. What is, I thought it was Lame. It's Car. Okay. A, Mr. Beast.
Mm.
B, Carby Lame. Mm. C, Charli D'Amelio. Or D, Bella Poarch.
Okay, well, oh God. I know at some point Charli D'Amelio was, but then I feel like she, there was something about her changing accounts or something.
I actually think this is quite hard.
I know Bella Poarch was at some point as well, I believe. Because I just feel like I remember seeing that. I don't know about Mr. Beast. And I have no idea who Miss Carby Lame is. So, oh, fuck. Shit.
Carby Lane's a guy.
Oh, Carby Lane?
Carby Lame.
Oh, Lame. Sorry, dude. it just sounded like a woman.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Mr. Beast. I'll just say 1. Mr. Beast.
Nope. Carby Lame.
Who the fuck is that?
So it's this dude.
Show me. I've never seen this person in my entire fucking life. I'm so sorry, listeners. I do not know who the fuck that person is.
Yeah, we've just
is.
Had a look.
I've genuinely never seen them in my entire life.
I won't lie.
Life.
I have. Neither have I. I didn't know who that was.
That is literally so lame.
But isn't that just so TikTok? It's like, this person has 200 million followers.
Yeah, no
who
idea.
Who are they? No idea.
No clue.
That's so.
Anyway.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Questions. Anyway, question number 6. This one's for you, Mol.
Oh, God.
What brand and type of microphone are we using right now?
This is just
without looking at it.
These questions are fucking awful. My one's like, what for the listeners are like, hey, okay, really like. Thought out.
This
like,
is for my.
What's the name of the pencil case brand on my desk?
All right, no, but this is funny to me because you're not an audio girly.
No.
So I just need you to like. I just think it's funny that you use the microphone all the time, but like, I need to know if you know what it is.
Okay. Can I have a multiple choice? Because okay, so yeah, just for a bit of context,
I'll give you a multiple choice.
Just for a bit of context, Jess does all the audio, and I am like a fucking.
She's
like,
the marketing girly.
I'm right? I'm the marketing queen. I need me to do a reel? Fuck, I will do a reel, bitch.
Mm.
But ask me to do anything techie, like actual techie, I'll shoot myself. Okay, give me and if you're an audio person, let's test our knowledge.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Everything that's not the actual name of the mic shouldn't be the name of a mic, if that makes sense. Like, name it as other random names of other computer things.
Oh.
So it's like the only one, the mic is the only thing that is actually a mic. Everything else should be like things in computer. You know what I mean? Like the only thing that's...
Okay, hang on. I might need to go on my phone for a sec to think of some stuff. Okay, so option one is Logitech G29. Option two is a Shure SM58. Option three are ATM50s. And option four is a Dyson V8.
All right, I'm going to go through what I think each of these are. I feel like a Logitech G29 is a laptop.
Right.
Could be wrong. So I don't think it's that one.
Okay.
Short SM58. I don't know. That sounds like a speaker. Nah, not giving. Okay. ATM50s.
It's AT. ATM50s.
ATM50s. God, I'm fucking... I don't know any of this shit. AT50s.
The 1850s.
The 1850s. That's not an electrical appliance. All right, 1850s. Fuck. Nah, it's... I reckon that's an ATM. Dyson V8 is a fucking... Even I'm pretty sure that's a fucking vacuum.
I don't know, is it?
But watch it be a trick question. Okay, it's not Dyson. I'm going to go ATM50s.
Incorrect.
Fuck! What was it?
So, it's SM58. It's a Shure. Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm breaking.
Holy fuck.
All right, go on, nerd.
The brand is Shure and the microphones are 58s.
All right, so what's a Logitech G29?
I believe it's a gaming steering wheel.
What's an ATM50s?
So AT Audio Technica is the brand. M50s are mixing headphones. I have M20s.
See, guy, in English, please. And then Dyson V8. Is that just a...
That's a cordless vacuum, yeah.
That's hilarious. Even I think we have that. And a Short SM50. Okay, interesting. Well, yeah. Watch if you... Jess is going to ask me that next week. It will have left my brain. I'll still be like, I don't know.
Over to you for question seven.
Question seven. Okay, so as you guys know, Avatar The Last Airbender, the cartoon, is trending a bit. ATM.
Yeah, so we're really up on the trends here at Kinda Silly.
That's why we spoke about microphones. We know how much that's trending.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this question. This is an Avatar The Last Airbender cartoon one.
I'm so bad with the names.
Yeah, so am I. All right. Who is the Fire Nation swordsman who trains Sokka? It's a multiple choice. Is it... I'm so sorry for this pronunciation. This is going to be bad. Pian Dao? Pian Dao?
Piano.
Jiong Jiong? Mm. Paku? Or Bumi?
It's not Bumi. Bumi is Amashu's leader. He's an earthy. Say the other ones.
Pian Dao? I'm so sorry again.
That sounds right. Pian Dao.
Jiong Jiong?
Jiong Jiong.
Paku?
Paku. Paku is... I don't think it's Paku. I feel like Paku is a different character. I just watched the live action, and before you all come at me for watching the live action, I'm giving it a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Come on, 5, 4, 3,
the second
2.
One. Jiong Jiong.
No, Pian Dao.
Fuck.
And again, if
I knew it wasn't the last two.
It's him.
Yeah, I know what he looks like, but I couldn't fucking remember his name.
Yeah, valid. Well, you got it wrong. Fuck you.
Fuck
all right.
Shit and cunt.
Next.
Okay, question 8. Let's go, Molly.
No, isn't this question 9?
Is it? I thought you'd just do question 7.
Who gives a shit? Next question. What does the term Poseidon's kiss refer to?
I don't fucking know. Do I get... These are so weird and vague. What the fuck? Poseidon's kiss.
Yeah.
A fucking wet one.
You're actually on the right track.
Wait, I'm getting a call. No, I'm not. My phone just vibrated.
It's just me calling you, asking you what Poseidon's kiss is.
So Poseidon's kiss.
Who's... Okay, first of all, like, break it down. What's a kiss?
When you, I wouldn't know. I'm a virgin.
Okay, so what's Poseidon?
The god of the... Sorry.
Yeah. So what's a Poseidon's kiss?
The god of the sea kiss.
Yeah, but... Like, make the mental connection.
Well, this is so vague. What's a Poseidon's kiss? When you make out with the ocean?
No.
What the fuck? I give up. Sorry, listeners. I'm not even going to give you a chance.
Oh, come on. No. Come on.
What's the answer?
No. Let's figure this out. I need you to.
No.
I need you to think.
This was meant to be a quick.
So Poseidon. Poseidon. Okay, he's in the sea. Yeah. What is the sea? It's kind of
silly.
Wet. No.
Guys, listen to our podcast. If people are still listening, fuck that.
It's wet. Correct.
Oh fuck.
So like you could say wet kiss. So now if you think about that, what do you think it is?
Oh, it's like, oh God, you've really spoon-fed me this answer. But is it like a wet makeout?
No.
What the like?
Okay, you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I give up.
Okay, so when you take a shit.
Oh my God.
And your poo drops into the bowl.
Ew.
And then the toilet water like splashes back onto your butt.
How was anything you were giving me with any clues you were giving, none of them were alluding to that in any way, shape, or form.
I love that fucking term, Poseidon's kiss.
Is that like a no?
Blonk. It's like bloop.
Ew. That's disgusting. All right.
And then you're like, not the toilet water on my ass.
You were like, okay, think about it.
And I just
like,
wanted to see if you would get there.
It's obviously about shitting. Not really? Obvious. Okay. All right. Next question. Can't remember what one we're up to, but this is my last one. Okay. All right. Ready? Mine are funny. Kendall Jenner, in an interview with 73 Questions with Vogue, was asked who her spirit animal is. Was it A,
oh God,
the Notorious Big, B, Tupac, C, Paul McCartney, or D, Kendrick Lamar? Can we talk about how grim it is that it's at least one of those?
That's not a spirit animal, first of all.
Yeah, exactly.
Spirit animal, like when you say spirit animal... Are you not talking about like your fucking Patronus, basically? Like
this
you're
is,
like,
I think
what
this
kind
is
of
why
animal?
I think you're touching on why this quote has become a bit of a
Kardashians are so ridiculous.
This is I think you're touching on why this has become a bit of a pop culture meme because it was pretty ridiculous.
Oh my
so one
God.
More time. So one more time. The Notorious Big.
I don't even know who that is.
Tupac. Come on, Jess.
I know who Tupac.
Tupac.
Is.
Paul McCartney or Kendrick Lamar.
Paul McCartney. That's not what I'm locking in, but that's so
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. I'm gonna say it. Number one. Is it
number one?
Is it Notorious Big?
Final answer?
No, two. It's Tupac. Is it Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the interview, I'm gonna play it because it's not copyrighted. This is so funny. Hang on, let me play it.
What's your spirit animal? Tupac Shakur.
Are you fucked in the head?
So the comments on that are so funny.
What's your spirit animal, Molly?
Not too sharp. I would never fucking say Tupac Shakur. So the comments.
Wait, ask me.
Just really quickly.
Ask okay. me what my.
What's your spirit animal?
Gwen Stefani.
That's fine. I'll accept that. But the comments are so funny. She's been waiting for that question her whole life.
Kendall Jenner. Kendall Jenner's spirit animal is Tupac. Think about that. I think she needs to go to a psychic. Did you know that I once went to a psychic? And the psychic told me that I was as psychic as they come. And I literally have been predicting shit that's been happening in like the last couple years. Like I'm never fucking surprised by anything because I keep fucking predicting what's going to happen. And I keep manifesting things into existence. It's really crazy.
It's really funny.
I'm a witch.
That's so good.
Anyway.
Last question.
Okay, last All right, question.
This is, I hope you guys
The
have
last
been keeping...
final question. I'm standing up
oh
in
my
the
God.
Middle of the room. This is
you
really,
know, really funny.
Question.
Just a little bit of a tangent. We normally record on our couch. Like, we normally, like...
But right now, Molly's lying on the couch by herself, and I'm sitting in my ergonomic desk chair.
It's very strange. I definitely feel like my tone... I'm more chill. Like,
I agree. Like, I'm just not really worried about the camera in front of me as well.
Yeah.
So, currently, I'm standing up because this is a really important question, and all the listeners will definitely know it. My mother listens to the episode while she is walking the aisles of Coles because she is shopping.
For context... International listeners, Coles is a supermarket in Australia.
Not K-O-H-L-S. It's C-O-L-E-S. Okay? My mum, every Friday when the podcast comes out, she listens to it every week and she gives me feedback on it. Such a lovely woman. Hello, mum, if you're listening, because I know you are. She is around in Coles right now. Okay? And...
What's the question?
The question is, Molly, because if you don't get this right, you will offend my family.
Oh, God.
How do you spell my mother's name?
Oh, yeah, I know this. Okay, so let's give the options. Give the options to the... So what's your mum's name?
Kristen.
Okay, everyone listening at home, try and mentally spelling be that shit and try and spell it. We'll give you 5 seconds.
Do, 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 words.
Okay, that's enough. All right, I'm going to give it my go. K. R.
Yes.
I.
Yeah.
S.
Yep.
T. I. N. Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
Hey!
Yes, you did. And if anyone spells their fucking name with an E-N...
Yeah, guys,
wrong.
If any of you guys didn't get Jess's mum's name correct, what the fuck? That is the most... Fun fact, that's actually the most asked trivia question ever. It's actually...
How do you spell Kristen properly, okay? If you spell Kristen, I'm standing up right now, okay, because I'm fired up. If you spell Kristen with an E-N, you suck. You're wrong.
No offense, but isn't that how most people spell it with an E-N?
Yeah, and they're wrong.
Okay.
So ugly.
Actually, to be fair, though, if anyone spells Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E... Disgusting.
I agree.
Molly with an IE is embarrassing.
You only spell names with an IE, right? If you're shortening the name. It's
or
not
if you're
the actual
fucking
name.
Stupid.
Like if your name, like my name is Jessica. If I like shorten it to Jessie,
yeah.
I would spell it with a J-E-S-S-I-E.
But Molly's
like
just...
as a little cute name.
Yeah.
But your name is Molly.
Yeah, with a Y.
Which means it's Y. If your name is like Molly Sandra or something weird, and then you shorten your name. and you shorten your name, then maybe it would be acceptable to say M-O-L-L-I-E.
Period.
Because that's the shortened version, okay? But no real name should have an I-E.
I agree.
Bitch.
Well, guys, thanks for coming along to our trivia. If you like this, we can do more trivia. This is funny. I kind of like it as well because now I think Jess knows. That's just kind of funny with Jess just asking the nichest fucking questions.
I think you should ask all the pop culture ones and I should just ask really random shit.
Yeah, right. Like, what? How many?
What was the name of my high school teacher in year 7?
It's like, oh, all the listeners
like,
oh,
I know that. It's Mr. Banks.
It's no one. People in Mary Poppins. wait, really quickly to finish.
Yeah. That was a wet one.
Okay. Thank you guys so
Bye,
much.
I love you so much.
And before you leave, my spirit animal is your mum.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's kinda silly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.